you say it's okay to take some time, that's one of my biggest regrets, right? Because I didn't learn anything after 3 months that I didn't know before. I think I was just a little bit slow and I lost some opportunities there, right? Because there was some great deals there. But I look at it now, it's getting to be a bigger and bigger portion of it, real estate that is, and specifically syndications. I'm very concerned about inflation. You can't print, I'm not an economist, right? But I don't see how you can print that much money without diluting it. And with real estate, I just look at it as a hard asset.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Tom Schwab. Tom, thanks so much for being here.
Suja, I am thrilled to be here. And you know, what's ordinary to you is amazing to others. And thank you for being there because it helped me get into real estate.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'm so excited to talk about your story. So everyone, Tom is, he has a company called interviewvalet.com, and he's also a former chemical engineer. And I'm really excited because he's a passive investor and excited to hear about how he got into passive investing and real estate in general. So Tom, why don't you take us back in time a little bit and tell us what it was that got you interested in real estate, what you were doing beforehand and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so with that, I was always interested in real estate, right? It always seemed like people were getting great returns there and that it was one of those things that was always needed. All right. I could understand real estate. I may be an engineer, but I can't understand crypto. Right. So, but my vision of real estate was clogged toilets and mad tenants. And I'm a nice guy, right? If somebody was late in a payment, I don't want to have to be the bill collector with them. So I always looked at that and thought, I want to get into real estate, but it's not for me. And, you know, I knew though I had owned some real estate investment trusts, but to me, there was nothing tangible in that. And I didn't feel like I was getting the returns that other people that I talked to were getting.
For sure. Can you speak to that a little bit more specifically? Like, what were you seeing with your REITs and compared to what other people were telling you?
I'd have to say that I didn't understand them nearly as much. It was just like a mutual fund, right? My financial advisor said, here, you should do this. You should buy into this. Strip malls are big. Yes, I did own a REIT that was in commercial real estate. If it ever comes back, maybe I'll get my money back. But I just looked at that and it was just like, to me, like a mutual fund, right? I didn't see it. And I didn't really feel like I was in real estate that much. Whereas once I all of a sudden with syndications, like, okay, I understand this city. I understand what they're trying to do. And also the idea of helping people, right? We're blessed to be a blessing, right? And while I want to make good returns, I also want to, you know, be a part of helping people get good housing, right? And some of the deals that I saw would be, I think calling them Class C would be very nice. And it was like slumlord, right? And I didn't want to be involved in that. And so with other things, I didn't understand that. So when I was actually talking with syndicators and they could show me, this is the deal we're doing, this is the area, to me, it seemed a lot more tangible.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And I'd love to just hear a little bit more, you know, how you actually got into syndication. What was it that said, oh, okay, this is something that I can do?
For me, it was one conversation away, right? That's my big theme for the year. I believe that everything is just one conversation away, right? There's a big thing in marketing now going, oh, you're one funnel away. Well, no, the best things in life don't come through a funnel. You don't find them on Craigslist. You know, I met my bride years ago, decades ago, and it came through a conversation. You know, somebody introduced me. They told me what they, you know, a friend of a friend type thing. And that's really how I got into syndication. So I was in a mastermind group, and I joked that I was the one that was the affirmative action they let in, because I was the only one that like had no real estate and had other things going on. And, you know, to me, the idea of syndication, all of that seemed mysterious, right? Until somebody you know can explain it to you, hey, this is how it works. And then also for them to be kind enough to explain it to me, right? Because I'm an engineer, right? I don't want to come across as stupid. But when the first time somebody told me what, you know, they mentioned cap rate, I'm smiling and just shaking my head and going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I have no idea what that means, right? I could explain thermodynamics to you, but I have no idea what a cap rate was. So people that were nice enough to slow down and actually take apart a deal and say, this is what the cap rate means. This is what the internal rate of return means. All of this. And then sometimes at the end going, reminding me, well, this is, you know, this is why you would do this for growth, or this is why this deal is a great deal, but this one's based for more for income than what you're trying to do. Or even, you know, like the little things of trying to explain the tax implications of it. You know, all those things that once you're in it for a while, it's like, oh yeah, that's second nature. Everyone knows that. But what's ordinary to you is amazing to other people. So for me, it was those conversations, explaining it and just feeling comfortable with it. Because with syndication also, it's a big bet. Right? When you drop down six figures on a deal or something, it's not like, well, I'll dip my toe in the water and just see how this works out. You know, yeah, I have no idea what cap rate means. And, you know, I don't know, is a negative IRR, is that good or bad? Well, I don't know. Let's just bet six figures on this. So I felt much more confident after those conversations to actually go through and do deals.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's such a great overall point that, you know, you're making one conversation away from understanding syndications and understanding, you know, the implications of various sorts. And so that's really cool. And, you know, how long did it take you to get comfortable with the idea of investing in syndications?
Honestly, it was probably 12 months. And maybe that's, maybe I'm slower than other people, but I just looked at it. And one of the things originally was that if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And so I'd look at it and go, no, there's no way they're making that return, or, you know, doubling their money in this many years, or that they're getting out of these taxes. So it was more asking people that I trusted and respected. And then also, I think some of it was coming over my pride and ego, right? I'm a successful businessman. I should understand all of this, right? But I don't, because it's different. And I've got a lot of friends that are professionals, you know, doctors, lawyers, and they may be professionals and highly educated, but I think a lot of times, I'll speak for myself, I have a challenge because I have a hard time admitting that I'm ignorant on something, and feeling somebody that you're comfortable enough to say, I'm ignorant. Could you explain that to me? And could you explain it again? Because I didn't understand it, right? And so I think with that, getting more comfortable with it, and boy, after seeing it, and then also the communication that came after the deal, right? Those quarterly communications were very important. And one of the things, you know, IR engineer, right? So if you send me a long, long prospectus or results every quarter, chances are I'm not going to read it, right? I'm going to skim it. But I've liked to work with people that syndicate it, that do syndications, that also send out like an email, or not in the email, they'll send out a video summary, right? Explain to me in 7 minutes how the property's going, show me some pictures, all the rest of that. I can understand that a whole lot faster than the attached spreadsheets.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think it's good that you took your time, you know, and had those relationships with people that you were willing to, you know, ask questions of and take your time understanding it, because there is a lot to understand in the long run. So yeah. And I'm curious, like, how do you view syndications fitting into your overall investment portfolio now that you're in a few?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
You say it's okay to take some time. That's one of my biggest regrets, right? Because I didn't learn anything after 3 months that I didn't know before. I think I was just a little bit slow and I lost some opportunities there, right? Because there was some great deals there. But I look at it now, it's getting to be a bigger and bigger portion of it. Real estate, that is, and specifically syndications. I'm very concerned about inflation. You can't print, I'm not an economist, right? But I don't see how you can print that much money without diluting it. And with real estate, I just look at it as it's a hard asset, Inflation, deflation, you can go back and forth, but it seems like both sides it wins on that. I like about syndication is people have asked me, well, if you have enough money, why don't you just do your own deal? I know myself, right? So in the Gallup Strength Finders, one of mine, activator, achiever, focus, I know that if I started to do real estate, I would be all in. And that would be like my new hobby. It would take time away from my family and my current business, right? And that's just the way I'm wired. So I didn't want to do that, right? So I intentionally like the idea of doing syndications. That way it forces me to understand it, but not become an expert in it and to actually do the deals. I've got no desire to start doing syndication deals myself.
For sure. It's a whole lot to learn yourself. And if you've got other pursuits and things that you want to spend your time on, you don't necessarily need another part-time job, right?
Right. I mean, the older I get, the more I realize that there's a lot of things that are easy to do and hard to do well. Could I figure out how to do my own knee surgery? I don't know. Maybe I could do that. But, there's people that do that day in and day out. And I'd rather go with somebody that has learned and made mistakes and as opposed to me making my own mistakes. There's that thing of, what is it? You should learn from your mistakes. I'm like, oh no, I've learned from enough of my mistakes in my life and it's painful, right? I'd rather learn from other people's mistakes and work with a professional.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I really like how you put that. So I'm curious, you mentioned before that you're friends with several other professionals such as yourself that maybe, are very intelligent people, maybe don't necessarily always want to know that they, or admit that they don't know something. Curious if you've been privy to their journey to investing in syndications and what has helped them kind of, get over the fence.
I think a big part of it is, one conversation away, right? When you see somebody else that's doing it and they share with you, hey, I'm involved in this deal and this is how it's working out. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, could you introduce me to that person, right? And I'd like to see about doing the next one. The other thing too is that, I live in Southwestern Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan. For a while, we used to joke that if it wasn't for road construction, we wouldn't have construction. So, I don't know that I want to do a real estate deal, in Southwestern Michigan, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to do a real estate deal someplace else. But I don't know those markets. I may have lived that in that town, 30 years ago when I was in the Navy. I always thought, yeah, it's a great town. It's booming, all the rest of that. But I wouldn't want to invest in a community that I didn't know. So that's another great way of doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. And what would you say, Tom, whatever you feel comfortable sharing, is your motivation for investing in real estate syndications? Are you a cash flow investor? Are you investing for appreciation, for retirement? Just so people have an idea of what, an experienced investor is looking for.
Yeah, for me, I'm looking more for appreciation. I love what I do. I mean, I've got a great business and I have no desire to retire anytime soon. So I'm looking for appreciation. I'm looking for, you know, tax write-offs. I'm taking a look at the long-term. And that's why, you know, I've appreciated some of the syndicators that I've worked with, or especially early on, where they'd come with some number and I'm like, that's neat. How do you get that? Right. And they're like, oh, you don't want that. You know, that you want the appreciation. You don't want that cash flow right now. And, you know, sometime I hope that philosophy changes for me. And I'll say, okay, I've got, you know, I want more passive income coming in, or I always look at it as horizontal income. Right. So if I'm sleeping or dead in the grave, that income comes in. And to me, that is one of the things that I've looked at too. It's like, you know, you talk about life insurance, disability insurance, everything like that. Well, if I've got enough passive income coming in through syndications, that takes a lot of stress off on that. I think the word passive income gets thrown around a lot. You know, I wrote a book, right? And people go, well, that's passive income. No, it's not, right? That book is not going to continue to sell at its current rate for years and years and years, right? That passive income is going to continue to go down in that. Or, you know, people that say, well, you know, I've got a course or I've got this business or, you know, it's passive income. Well, I don't know of any other investments, maybe real estate or maybe the stock market with dividends or something that really give you passive, right? If I'm dead, will my business keep going? I hope so, but I also hope that I have a good enough influence in it that at least give a hiccup. Whereas my syndication deals, if something happened to me, my bride's going to get the checks and the appreciation just the same way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's such a good point that like, what is passive income really? And what is true passive income? You know, because when we're running businesses, we can create semi-passive income, but it still relies on us to be managing it and continuing to manage it so that it continues to flow and grow. So yeah, well, awesome. I mean, I'd love to hear, Tom, about your business. Why don't you share with the listeners what it is that you do?
Yeah. So my point of view is that our biggest problem that we all have is obscurity, right? There's in your business, in your service right now, there's thousands, maybe tens of thousands or millions of people that would gladly hire you today to buy your book, to buy your service. The only problem is they don't know you exist, right? And today more than ever, we don't buy the best product. We buy the best product we know of. And I think most people don't focus on getting known enough. So Interview Valet is an agency. We've been around since 2015 to help get thought leaders out on targeted podcast interviews that they can get on and talk to their ideal customers to get people to know, like, and trust them. And you know, we've had, you know, lots of coaches, consultants, businesses, authors, and even, you know, syndicators, right? I'm not going to invest six figures with somebody because I saw them on a TikTok video or I saw a Facebook post. I want to know their heart. And so what we really do is give people a chance to get out there and not break through the noise, but to get in on the conversation that their ideal customers are listening to.
For sure. I mean, I think that's such a valuable service, right? Because whenever you need to put yourself out there for a business or whatnot, like connecting with your ideal customers and getting them to really, you know, have that exposure to having a conversation with you can just go such a long way. And getting exposure to those different audiences through different podcast networks makes a lot of sense. So that is very awesome. Tom, why don't you share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and your firm and anything else you want to share?
Sure. So I always say you can come to interviewvalet.com. All the information is there. And if you'd ever like to connect with me, I'm on all the social media, but the one that you can find me on the most is LinkedIn. I am the only Tom Schwab in all of Kalamazoo on LinkedIn. And I always say that if I can do podcast interviews from Kalamazoo, Michigan, if I can reach my audience from Kalamazoo, you can reach your audience from wherever you are.
Awesome. Love it. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Tom, and sharing your experience as a passive investor and also your passion for the concept of one conversation away. It's been fantastic and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Suzy.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.